First, I'd like to thank everyone for being here this morning. The masterful poet, the late Robert Frost, wrote in his poem, The Road Not Taken, "Two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth." And the last stanza of that wonderful poem says, "I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and it has made all the difference. Today I stand as State Senator of Senate District 26, and in 2002 when I ran for the Alabama State Senate, I took a road less traveled. I had never been in political office before, but God ordained that moment for me to serve in this time, in this place, for the last 15 years. He has blessed me to serve the Senate District of 26 and its citizens of Alabama for 15 years. This community, which I love, wrapped its arms around me for those 15 years, running four times, four elections, and three of them unopposed. I truly have been blessed with the opportunity to serve such a wonderful community. And I'm hopeful that in some small way that my service has made a difference to the citizens in my district and the citizens throughout the state of Alabama. Today I stand at those two roads again, Robert Frost spoke about. And while I cannot travel both, today I'm choosing to travel the road less traveled to become the 15th president of Alabama State University, my prestigious alma mater, who stands at 150 years old. It is truly an honor to be considered by the Board of Trustees, the Presidential Selection Committee, to serve in this capacity. Today, October 2nd, 2017, I officially resign my position as State Senator of District 26, effective immediately. Over the last 15 years, I've grown to love and embody the spirit of this deliberative body. I love all of my colleagues and all those that are connected with this process. While sometimes my colleagues and I had differences of opinions, it's when you get to know the hearts and the minds of the men and women that you serve with that makes all the difference in the world. I've made friends among my colleagues that will last me for a lifetime. The lessons learned are etched in my mind. I would like to thank the Alabama State Senate staff for their untold, tireless contribution to the function of state government. It has been a humbling privilege to work and serve with them. I want to thank them all for their service to the great state of Alabama and to me. As I leave this place, I hope that I've been able to make a small difference for the greater good of this process. I encourage my colleagues that I leave behind to continue to find ways to improve this great state through thoughtful and meaningful policy. I'd like to thank Governor Kay Ivey for her leadership in steadying the ship of government in the state of Alabama, and I look forward to working with her in my new capacity. I would also like to thank the Senate Pro Tem and the Speaker of the House, Senator Dale Marsh, and State Representative Matt McCutcheon, and all those individuals such as Senator Greg Reed, my counterpart in the Senate as the Majority Leader, the Budget Chair, Senator Arthur Orr, and also Bill Poole in the House. And the list can go on and on with the individuals that I have strong connections, true genuine connections to. There's none other than a Senator Jimmy Hawley or a Senator Gerald Dow, because those are individuals that I walked in to this chamber with that gave me the knowledge that I have about this process, and I will never forget them. And while I'm leaving this place, going right down the road, I'm sure that I'll come back to this place running, knocking on doors, to ensure that Alabama State University is at the table and receives those resources that are needed in order to ensure that she continues to move toward being a global institution. I would like to thank the Senate Democratic Caucus for giving me the opportunity to serve as their minority leader. I implore you to continue to stand on what is right and good for the state. Senator Bobby Singleton, there's none other. Senator Hank Sanders, Senator Vivian Figures, Senator Roger Smitherman, Senator Billy Beasley, Senator Linda Coleman Madison, Senator Priscilla Dunn. All of us stand in the gap for that which is right in the state of Alabama. And I truly will miss them, but I ask them to continue on. Finally, I want to thank God for blessing me with the opportunity to, again, travel a road less taken. I look forward to being engaged with this august body as president of Alabama State University. And I look forward to this body to continue to work to change the state. God bless you all, and God bless the great state of Alabama. Thank you.